You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
It is time for Theater Talk as we check out the offerings from professional theater companies all over Michigan. As we say hello to David Kiley of Encore Michigan. David, I love jukebox musicals. I mean, Jersey Boys, Beautiful, Moving Out, I love them. And I know there's a new show opening at Meadowbrook Theater in Rochester that is going to make people like me very, very happy.
I think so. It's Why Do Fools Fall in Love, which is a question that I think a lot of us ask all the time.
Yes.
This is a nostalgic trip back to the 1960s featuring one classic girl group number after another. The action takes place at a bachelorette party, as a group of girlfriends tackle the big subjects of life, commitment, marriage, and they reveal some secrets about their own love lives in the course of the show. And the story in the show is peppered, obviously, with some of the 60s best love tunes, like obviously the title song.
Why do fools fall in love?
I will follow him.
And then My Boy Lollipop, and I Will Follow Him, and You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, Hey There Lonely Boy, all the stuff that so many of us just love from that period. And that show runs through May 25th through June 18th at the Meadowbrook.
And, you know, I know just from having seen Beautiful, when you start hearing those songs, it's amazing if you live through them. It just takes you right back. But it stuns me how many young folk love that era of music from the 60s?
You know, it is nostalgic, but it's so much fun, that
yes.
music, that when my son's 15, and I could totally take him to that show. And even though he's into electronic dance music and dubstep and things like that, he would like that show because the music is so fun.
Yeah, Motown the Musical is another one that just
did
it all ages and everybody was happy. So again, runs May 25th through June 18th at Meadowbrook Theater in Rochester in Oakland County. Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Now we head over to Northville to Tipping Point Theater. You call this one of Michigan's gems?
Yeah, a little bit, because I feel like it's still unknown to a lot of people. You know, it's in sort of downtown Northville, but kind of on the edge of town. And I didn't know about it until a few years ago when I took over Encore Michigan. And I've seen some terrific things there. It's an Equity Theater. And they're doing a show called The Ladies Foursome, which I should quickly add is about golf.
Okay, jump right in there.
And it's a follow to an earlier play that they did there called The Foursome, which was about four golfing buddies and kind of what happens on a golf course. And what's interesting about this show, I think, and about doing this show in general, is that it's a small theater. But these actresses, just like the actors, they're going to play 18 holes of golf in this very small theater space.
Okay. Well, let's take a listen to is it James Kuhl, the producing artistic director over at Tipping Point Theater, telling us why he thinks Ladies Foursome will resonate with audiences.
We found that the Tipping Point audiences have a very strong affinity to the playwright Norm Foster. He's a Canadian playwright that is very much in the same vein as Neil Simon. And so we've done a number of his plays, and so we finally came to The Foursome, which is a round of four old college buddies playing a round of golf, and the audience absolutely loved it. So it only made sense to follow it this season with Norm Foster's The Ladies Foursome, which isn't really a sequel to The Foursome. It has the same structure, really, but the difference is that we have four ladies now playing a round of golf as opposed to four men. And the ticket sales have been very, very strong. A lot of people are very, very excited for it because there's a strong need out there for some levity in the world, and this play will definitely provide that.
Oh, we do need levity. We do. So this is when he cites Neil Simon, that's kind of a good context, that kind of intelligent comedy.
Yes, it does have a lot of that feel. It's very accessible to people.
Very fun. So that's Ladies Foursome at the Tipping Point Theater in Northville, running May 18th to June 25th. Next up, a relatively new company in Trenton in Downriver Wayne County, Open Book Theater.
Right. They are in a new space in the last year or so. They used to be in a funny space that was in kind of an antique shop with a stage in the back, and now they have their own real space.
Which I'm sure is thrilling.
It is, and it's a terrific company. They have a play which actually opened this past weekend called Good People, which is a comedy by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright David Lindsay Abaire, who wrote the play Rabbit Hole, which won him the Pulitzer Prize. I think that was in about 2009 or so. The play is set in South Boston, features a character named Margie Walsh, who's been let go from yet another job, something a lot of people can relate to. And the story is about her ideas and her trials to survive her financial and social plight. And it's directed by Angie Kane Fronte, who is a young, talented director, who, and I know her from her work from the Purple Rose Theater and also Open Book. It's a terrific theater in Trenton doing wonderful selection of plays, and I really encourage people to check it out. It's also one of these small theaters that's kind of in a strip mall, so you have to discover it a little bit, but once you go, you're going to want to go back.
Is this a drama?
No, it's
okay.
It's a
dramedy.
I would say it's a dramedy. There's a lot of humor in it, but it's because of the real situation, right?
Yeah.
There's laughs and there's also, you know, some real human dramedy is probably the best word for it.
All right. And from the wonderful Michigan Opera Theater, the only opera written by its retired artistic director, David DiChiara.
Yeah, Cyrano. It was written by David DiChiara, was first performed about 8 or 9 years ago. He is the retiring artistic director of the Michigan Opera Theater. And it's a very special production because not only is DiChiara retiring from MOT this season, but he's also recently announced that he has a serious illness.
Yes.
And, of course, the opera is based on the story of Cyrano de Bergerac, a man with a very large nose who's in love with a beautiful woman named Roxanne, who he's forced to woo through a more, let's say, conventionally handsome man by coaching the man on what to say and how to behave toward Roxanne. A lot of people who may not have seen the play or something like that will have seen a movie called Roxanne with Steve Martin and Daryl Hannah, which is based on the same story. But it's a beautiful, it just opened this past weekend, it will run next weekend, so get your tickets because we want to give DiChiara a really big full house for his swan song.
Is it in English?
It's actually in French, but there will be English subtitles.
And again, knowing that people are really familiar with this, this could be a real good starting point for someone who might not have thought they might want to go to the opera.
Exactly. It's as familiar a story as Romeo and Juliet. And we should also say that there's a grand evening for David DiChiara's retirement and as I say, a swan song on May 19th at MOT, and there are tickets available for that as well.
Very worth it.
DiChiara is a treasure. He is responsible for opera being in Detroit. He is responsible for the restoration of the Detroit Opera House, and you can't say enough good things about him.
Well, just to recap, Why Do Fools Fall in Love at the Meadowbrook Theater in Rochester, Ladies Foursome at Tipping Point Theater in Northville, Good People at Open Book Theater in Trenton, and from the Michigan Opera Theater, Cyrano, and also, of course, the May 19th DiChiara Grand Salute. You'll get details on these and other productions all around Michigan. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley with Encore Michigan, thanks for taking us on another round of Theater Talk.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.